Now, today we are talking about one of my favourite things in the world. We are talking about dogs, and we're talking about helping dogs. And here to chat to us, I have Nicola from Airworth Dogs. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you are in the world of dogs all the time, and you run a place that helps out dogs who might need a little bit more TLC. They need looking after, and you run a sort of... It's similar to fostering in the way that dogs are put in either short-term or long-term placements and they are taking care of people in their own homes. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about Airworth Dogs, what you do and where you're based?
We're based in Keighley, but we do cover the surrounding areas, so we spread out Bingley, Bradford, even sort of part of Leeds, but we also go the other way, Skipton, Otley, Craven area. And our dogs are basically dogs that are abandoned, unwanted. Some of them can be from the pound and we have no history whatsoever on them. So we get them from all over the place and they just need a home for the rest of their lives, really.
Because you don't have... What you kind of imagine is you picture that you'll have rows of kennels where the dogs all stay overnight, but actually you don't have a premises to keep the dogs. You need them to go straight into loving homes, really.
Yes, we have a wonderful team of fosterers who will take these dogs when we need them. When we home check people who say that they wouldn't want to foster for us, we do check with them what sort of dogs they prefer to have, prefer not to have. We're appealing for more fosterers who are prepared to help us and to help these dogs on the way to a happier life. Just an example of one of the things that we do. We were contacted this weekend about a dog that had been taken into a vet's and it had been diagnosed with pyometra, which is basically a serious infection of the womb, and they need to have the womb removed. And the owner basically had said they weren't interested, put the dog to sleep, because they only wanted to breed from her. And the veterinary nurse at the clinic contacted us and said, is there any chance that if they would sign the dog over to rescue, would we take this dog and pay for the operation? Because there's nothing wrong with this dog. It's a good diagnosis. The operation is done as soon as possible, because it is, they can die from if it's not treated urgently. And so basically we put our appeals out to raise funds. We got authorisation for the dog to be signed over. The dog was signed over. The operation was performed the very same day. And I'm very glad to say that she's now out in a foster home and she's recovering. And it was all thanks to the wonderful people who stepped up and donated the money.
And what was her name?
She's called Carla.
Carla. Oh, and so also for the people who can't even, you know, have time to help and foster a dog, that if the people can donate money as well, amazing things like that can happen.
They saved her life. They did. They saved her life because she was literally going to be put down because she was not fit for breeding.
I know that you can have a mixture of different length times that people can have a dog. What sort of time scales are we looking at here?
Some dogs can come in and they could be with a foster for just a couple of days and already they've got masses of interest. Somebody who's already been home checked, who's wanting to adopt a dog, might be absolutely perfect for them and the dog could go to them and that would be it. But we have other dogs that might not garner as much interest, particularly staffies. We have made many home checks for people wanting dogs, and some people just will not even entertain a staffie for no other reason that they have a bad reputation.
Unjustified, and
yes. Any dog, it's the other end of the lead that people need to be looking at, and not the actual dogs. And staffies are massively overbred, and they are the ones that dumped more often.
I'm right in thinking you've got one, is that right?
I do. I have an adorable staffie that I adopted from the rescue a year ago. And he's fantastic. And he came from the pound.
And his name is?
His name is Bo.
Hello, Bo. Hope you're feeling good, Bo. Now, as you say, people will have all kinds of different wants and needs from their time when they're fostering a dog. You know, if somebody's in quite a small house, you probably can't give them a Great Dane. If somebody has a huge house with loads of grounds and everything they can run around in, you might as well give them a big dog. But there are lots of things that can also be helped, because you work with behaviourists as well, so that dogs who might have a problem can also be assisted.
Yes, if any dogs that come in, whether if they have such a simple issue such as they pull on the lead and the foster might be struggling, they're not used to being on a lead at all because some can jump around like a box of frogs sort of thing. We then ask a behaviourist to step in who can give some advice for that and reassurance to the fosterer that they're doing things correctly. And anything that might stop the dog from, if it goes on trial to adopt, might bounce back for whatever reason. If there's issues that the new people can't cope with and can't deal with, we need to work on them as soon as we can. And there are more serious issues. I mean, if a dog has dog aggression or guarding issues, we will seek a behaviourist advice in that respect, and they believe that it's workable and there's certain methods that can be used to train the dog out of these behaviours, then we'll do that as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Nicola. You've brought all kinds of dog hope with you. So people can search online Airworth Dogs in Need and they will find you as quick as possible.
Thank you.